Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am R.S. Raghu with the World News. The headlines. India and New Zealand sign free trade agreement in New Delhi. Deal facilitates 100% duty-free access for all Indian exports and $20 billion investment commitment by New Zealand. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh to attend SCO Defence Ministers meeting tomorrow in Kyrgyzstan. Veteran politician Dinesh Trivedi appointed High Commissioner of India to Bangladesh. Iranian Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi meets Russian President Vladimir Putin in St. Petersburg. President Putin pledges support to Iran to restore peace in West Asia. And in badminton, Indian men's team enters quarterfinals of Thomas Cup in Denmark. India and New Zealand today signed the historic Free Trade Agreement FTA in New Delhi. The signing ceremony was presided over by Union Minister for Commerce and Industry Piyush Goyal and New Zealand's Minister for Trade and Investment Todd McLay. The agreement, finalized in December last year, facilitates 100% duty-free access for all Indian exports and $20 billion investment commitment by New Zealand. Our correspondent has filed this report.
The free trade agreement between India and New Zealand will advance a new era of economic partnership and opportunity. New Zealand has committed to facilitate investment of $20 billion in India over the next 15 years. According to the FTA, a new generation trade deal for Viksit Bharat 2047, encompassing tariffs, talent, investment and farm productivity, empowering youth, farmers, women, artisans and MSMEs have been agreed upon. The trade includes 100% duty-free access across all tariff lines, manufacturing diverse sectors. The FTA promotes India's Ayush systems internationally, encourages medical value travel and position India as a global wellness hub. The agreement has further given a boost to farms, fisheries and factories through zero duty market access on 100% of India's exports. To ensure protection to farmers, rural economies and the domestic industry, the government has excluded key sensitive sectors such as dairy, animal products and agriculture products. The FTA will also boost student mobility through post-study work visas and professional pathways in New Zealand with no numerical caps on Indian students. Aman Yadav, Akashvani News, Delhi.
Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Goyal said the FTA has been concluded in a record 9 months. He said the pace reflects the depth of trust and shared ambition.
The free trade agreement is very comprehensive, very forward-looking. While it opens the doors for goods and services in a massive way, it also has an investment commitment which will encourage businesses to leverage the strengths and scale that India offers. It will also encourage Indian businesses to look at New Zealand market, both for access in goods and services and potential investment. We are looking at partnerships also on agricultural field.
Mr. McLay said this agreement delivers opportunities that New Zealand exporters have never had in India. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and his New Zealand counterpart, Christopher Luxon, described Inking of FTA, a landmark moment in partnership between both countries. Prime Minister Modi, in a social media post, said the FTA will add unprecedented momentum to both nations' developmental partnership. He said the deal will greatly benefit farmers, youth, women, MSMEs, artisans, startups, students, and innovators. In his message, New Zealand Prime Minister Christopher Luxon said the deal will help diversify New Zealand's market. Prime Minister Luxon's message was read out by New Zealand's Trade and Investment Minister Todd McLay during the signing ceremony.
Today we mark a historic milestone in the relationship between India and New Zealand. It was only 13 months ago that I travelled to India to meet with Prime Minister Modi and launch the free trade agreement negotiation. India is one of the world's largest and fastest growing economies, but our trade relationship has only begun to scratch the surface of its potential. Prime Minister Modi and I could see that a free trade agreement would be a massive opportunity for both of our two countries.
External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar also hailed the signing of the India-New Zealand Free Trade Agreement. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh will attend the Shanghai Cooperation Organization SCO Defence Ministers meeting tomorrow in Bishkek, Kyrgyzstan. In a social media post, Mr. Singh noted that during the meeting he will highlight India's commitment towards global peace amidst the security challenges prevailing in the world. He underlined that he will also convey the country's consistent stance on zero tolerance for terrorism and extremism. The defense minister said that he looks forward to interacting bilaterally with the counterparts of other SCO member states and with the Indian community at Bishkek. The minister has departed for Kyrgyzstan today. Veteran politician Dinesh Trivedi has been appointed as India's High Commissioner to Bangladesh. Mr. Trivedi served as Union Minister for Railways and Minister of State for Health and Family Welfare in UPA government. He represented West Bengal in both the Rajya Sabha and Lok Sabha. He joined the BJP in 2021 after resigning from Trinamool Congress. This is Akashvani. You are listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. Russian President Vladimir Putin has pledged support to Iran and stressed to restore peace in West Asia amid the ongoing regional crisis. Mr. Putin made these remarks during a meeting with Iranian Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi in St. Petersburg. According to Iranian state media, Mr. Putin reiterated Moscow's commitment to supporting Iran and other regional countries in promoting stability. He also expressed hope that the Iranian people would overcome the current difficult situation and that peace would be restored soon. Mr. Araghchi said that Iran and Russia have maintained close consultations on a wide range of regional and international issues. He reached Russia after visiting Pakistan and Oman as part of broader regional consultations. US President Donald Trump indicated that communication channels remain open, saying Iranian leaders can come to them or they can call them if they wish to resume dialogue. The U.S. Central Command says its forces remain focused and ready across the region as negotiations to end the conflict remain stalled. Meanwhile, oil prices have edged higher and uncertainty even as global markets remain broadly steady ahead of key economic decisions this week. More from our West Asia correspondent.
Diplomatic efforts between the United States and Iran remain stalled, with both sides continuing indirect engagement through mediators but showing little sign of a breakthrough. Iran has pushed for a phased approach to de-escalation, while the United States insists that any agreement must address Tehran's nuclear program upfront. Despite the setback, back-channel diplomacy is ongoing, with officials indicating that remote discussions continue and further proposals may be explored. The deadlock has added to global uncertainty, with oil prices rising amid concerns over supply disruptions linked to tensions around the Strait of Hormuz. Briefly, the situation in Lebanon remains tense, where a fragile ceasefire is under strain due to continued exchanges between Israeli forces and Hezbollah, alongside deep political divisions within the country. This is Vinod Kumar for World News from Dubai.
The Israel Defense Force IDF today said that it has destroyed 14 kilometers of underground tunnels in the northern Gaza Strip. The IDF said that the Northern Brigade Forces and the Yahalam unit under the command of Division 252 have been operating in recent months in a targeted operation to destroy Hamas underground infrastructure in northern Gaza Strip and in Beit Hanun area. At least 3 people were killed and 45 others injured in Pakistani military attacks in Kunar province of Afghanistan. According to provincial officials, the strikes took place today when Pakistani forces reportedly carried out drone strikes, followed by artillery shelling in areas around the provincial capital. In badminton, the Indian men's team has entered the quarterfinals of the Thomas Cup tournament at Horsens in Denmark. In a Group A match today, India defeated Australia 5-0. India will face China on Wednesday to decide the group winners. And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. India and New Zealand signed free trade agreement in New Delhi. Deal facilitates 100% duty-free access for all Indian exports and $20 billion investment commitment by New Zealand. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh to attend SCO Defence Ministers meeting tomorrow in Kyrgyzstan. Veteran politician Dinesh Trivedi appointed High Commissioner of India to Bangladesh. Iranian Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi meets Russian President Vladimir Putin in St. Petersburg. President Putin pledges support to Iran to restore peace in West Asia. And in badminton, Indian men's team enters quarterfinals of Thomas Cup in Denmark. That concludes tonight's World News Bulletin. For more updates, stay tuned to Akashvani. Good night.